وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sheikh Kazim Ali.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitani layno rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim wa bihi nasta'in. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ahli baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajhum. I welcome you all to IRIB English Radio, and you're listening to the program For Humanity, and our topic is human rights. It's a very interesting, vast and a hot topic in today's world. We will try and look at it through the Western point of view and from the Islamic point of view and analyze them together, inshallah. The challenge with this term is that when we use it in its simple form, it holds a variety of meaning for a variety of people because it's an abstract term and the meaning is dependent on how one perceives it. The term human rights is perceived based on cultures, preconceived notions, and worldviews. Thus, when I use this term in Western culture, it means one thing. In Chinese culture, it means another. In African culture, it means one thing. And in Islamic culture, it means another. So let's understand some basics of this term so that we understand its role and impact in our lives. Human rights means rights granted to an entity on the grounds of being human, excluding all other factors like region, color, age, religion, culture, social status, etc. So if we look at this statement by itself, we understand and we realize that as long as an entity is a human being, certain rights are granted to this entity. So all that is required is to be human. And if an entity qualifies for being human, a certain set of rights are granted to this entity as a human being. And that is why human rights are supposed to be universal, meaning that it applies to all human beings, irrespective of their culture, color, country, nationality, and are egalitarian, meaning that it applies to all places and all times. Meaning that it doesn't matter what nationality you are from, what part of the world you are from. As long as you're human, you have human rights. And it doesn't matter what time frame you come from, whether you come from 18th century, 20th century, or 22nd century, it doesn't matter. As long as you're human, human rights apply to you. The two approaches to human rights perspective. One is the minimum approach, where people believe, the scholars believe, that when it comes to endowing human rights or granting human rights, we follow the minimum level where they list down few of the rights like life, liberty, and property. They say these are the minimum that are required for a human being to continue living a peaceful and happy life. Whereas there's another approach which talks about the maximum endowment, where they say that if we want a human being to live a happy, peaceful life, they need to be granted maximum rights, be it in the social aspect, political aspect, cultural aspect, or economic aspect, so on and so forth.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Now, this human rights element, you can find its roots based in something called natural rights. What are natural rights? Natural rights are those that are not dependent on the laws or customs of any particular culture or government and are totally universal. fundamental and inalienable, meaning that no human law can ripple these rights. Meaning that if a country establishes itself, writes a constitution, and mentions in it that certain rights, which are the fundamental rights of human beings, will not be granted to them, like the freedom to live, the freedom to choose, the freedom to be free. So even if a government establishes such a right, that right will not be, such a rule will not be valid at all. So natural rights are those rights which are inalienable. And these natural rights are derived from the natural law. The natural law is right to live, right to be free, and right to choose freely. So the natural law basically talks about the natural way a man lives his life. However, some philosophers try to explain it based on political or cultural point of view. Let's look at some of the opinions of scholars here. In Hobbes' opinion, Hobbes is a Western philosopher. He tried to define natural law from his point of view. So he says, the only way natural law could prevail is for men to submit to the command of the sovereign. You can notice that he mentioned the term sovereign here, and he did not mention sovereign person. So sovereign here remains ambiguous. That is, he referring to the sovereign of the state or a global universal sovereign which reverts back to God, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this can be discussed in detail. However, we will just briefly touch upon this and move on to our next set of discussion. What Hobbes is referring to here is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed from the time of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that everyone should have a wali. Everyone should have a mawla. Everyone should have a guardian. Someone who is superseding and sovereign over others. And that's why you see that a system cannot be perceived where there are just people and no government or no governor or no leader. And that's why it is clear that there has to be a sovereign authority. Thus, the natural law reverts back to the fundamentals of Islam, which says, اللَّهُ وَلِيُّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَوْلِيَهُمُ التَّاغُوتِ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Holy Quran clearly points out that everybody has a wali, be they the believers or the non-believers. And therefore, none can exist without a wali. And hence, there has to be a sovereign for the natural law to exist. And this is what fundamentally Islam prescribes. Let's put a stop here to this discussion, and inshallah, we will come back and discuss further points in our next episode. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ahli baytihi tayyibina tahirin. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, we hope you enjoyed the program For Humanity. If you have any comments or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
O mountains of Mecca, you were there when the Prophet Muhammad climbed down in despair. Engraved in his heart were the words of his Lord. To all of mankind, this was his call. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadun Rasulullah. O people, praise only Allah, glorify Allah. To the oneness of Allah do I testify. For all that He's given me, how can I deny? My purpose in life should be only to cry. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. There is no God but Allah. Muhammad is His messenger.